find a saw and a board and I'll cut it. I'll climb up a ladder with a hammer and a nail and I'll nail it. Well, we worked so hard to build a little house together. In the snow or the rain or the ice cold wind, whenever, no matter what the weather, we're together. Hard to build a little house together. In the snow or the rain or the ice cold wind, whenever, no matter any weather, we're together.
flowers in the vase that you bought today.
Some girls are romantic, some are full of fun. Very few are domestic. I'm the only one. Well, I never cared for petting or cuddling in the dark, but you ask me how I spend my time. This is where I park, just washing dishes with my sweetie at the kitchen sink. I get so gosh darned excited, I can hardly think. I get my mouth all full of soap suds. They taste good to me, just as long as my sweetie's by my side, washing dishes with me. I'm not ambitious, but I love dishes. I'm a-telling you, 'cause I get loving near the oven when there's dishes to do. We do things we had in order. Would you believe we hold hands underneath the water? Washing dishes with my sweetie at the kitchen sink. Washing dishes with my sweetie at the kitchen sink. I get so gosh darned excited, I can hardly think. I get a kiss with each saucer. Oh gee, but I think that's great. But you ought to see what I get when I hand him a plate. Well, just last night he held me so tight that I dropped a cup, and in disgust we watched it bust and started picking it up. He said, dear, that doesn't matter. He kissed me again. Gosh darn, I dropped a platter. Washing dishes with my sweetie at the kitchen sink.
I want to play a song for all the guys here.
Like a graphic novel, your life used to be crazy. Rocking the microphone, all guns a-blazing. You meet a hot chick, and she really rocks your scene. Next thing you know, you wake up from the dream, and you're at Bed Bath & Beyond. You're at Bed Bath & Beyond. You're at Bed Bath, and before you know it, you're talking coupons. Used to be your life was all testosterone. Oh, 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 oh. You had ink up the pipelines, but bad to the bone. Oh, 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 oh. You had planes to catch, you had blood to bleed. Next thing you know, you wake up from the dream, and you're at Bed Bath & Beyond. You're picking out window treatments, Bed Bath & Beyond, and scented candles, Bed Bath. And before you know it, you're talking thread count. Skydive, jump, extreme endurance, have to stop 'cause of insurance. Oh, oh. Death cage match with bears and vipers, get permission from your wife first. Oh, oh, oh. Fast and furious, midnight race announced, minivan, decaf, and sunscreen. Oh, oh. Rage metal rap about Psycho Slayer, now you pump the treble on John. You were like a vicious pit bull named Barracuda. Mm-hmm. growling with no collar and never to be neutered. Faster than a trainer can say shake, roll, sit. You're licking at the leash with a cone around your neck, and you're at Bed Bath & Beyond. You're picking up potpourri. Bed Bath & Beyond and bed skirts. Bed Bath & before you know it, you're holding a purse.
Long ago in days of yore, it all began with a god named Thor. There were Vikings and boats and some plans for a furniture store. It's not a bodega, it's not a mall. This he'll thank for apartments smaller than mine, as if there were apartments smaller than mine. IKEA,
IKEA.
Just some oak and some pine and a handful of Norsemen. Selling furniture for college kids and divorced men. Everyone has a home, but if you don't have a home, you can buy one there. Rent a car or take the bus. Lay your cash down and put your trust in the land where the furniture folds to a much smaller size. Billy the bookcase says hello. So does the table, his name is Ingo. And the chair is a ladder back perch, but his friends call him Carl. IKEA,
IKEA.
Just some oak and some pine and a handful of Norsemen. IKEA,
IKEA.
Selling furniture for college kids and divorced men. Everyone has a home, but if you don't have a home, you can buy one there. $60 and a chair and a lamp and a shelf and some candles for you. I was a doubter just like you till I saw the American dream come true in New Jersey. They got a goddamn Swedish parade. IKEA,
IKEA.
Just some oak and some pine and a handful of Norsemen. IKEA, selling furniture for college kids and divorced men. Everyone has a home. If you don't have a home, you can buy one there.
When we started making money,
when we started making friends,
We found a home as soon as we were able to. We bought this Bijou residence for about 1,000 more than the house Ardell House was once the stable to.
With charm,
colour values,
wit,
and structural alteration, now designed for graceful living, it has quite a reputation. We're Terribly House and Garden at number 7B. We live in the most amusing muse, ever so very contemporary. We're Terribly House and Garden, the money that one spends to make a place that won't disgrace our house and garden friends. We've planned an uninhibited interior decor.
Curtains made of straw.
We've wallpapered the floor. We don't know if we like it, but at least we can be sure there's no place like home, sweet home. It's fearfully Maison Chardin at number 7B. We've rediscovered the chandelier.
Très, très, very contemporary.
We're Terribly House and Garden. Now at last we've got the chance.
The garden's full of furniture.
And the house is full of plants. He doesn't make for comforts, but he simply has to be.
Cause we're never so terribly up-to-date contemporary.
Have you a home that cries out your every visit, I hear lives someone who is exciting to know? No? Well, why not? Collect those little metal bottle tops and nail them upside down to the floor. This will give a sensation of walking on little metal bottle tops turned upside down. Why not get hold of an ordinary Northumbrian spokeshaver's coracle? Paint it in contrasting stripes of, say, telephone black and white white, and hang it up in the hall for a guitar tidy for parties. Why not drop in one evening for a mess of potties? Our speciality, just aubergine and carnation petals, with a 6-shilling bottle of mule de pape, a feast fit for a king. I'm delirious about our new cooker fitment with the eye-level grill. This means that without my having to bend down, the hot fat can squirt straight into my eyes.
We're frightfully house and garden at number 7B. The walls are patterned with shrunken heads, ever so very contemporary.
Our boudoir on the open plan has been a huge success.
Now, everywhere so open, there's nowhere safe to dress. With little screens and bottle lamps and motifs here and there.
Mobiles in the air.
Ivy everywhere. You mustn't be surprised to meet a cactus on the stair. But we call it home, sweet home. We're terribly house and garden,
as I think we've said before.
But though 7B is madly gay, it wouldn't do for every day. We actually live in 7A, in the house next door.
Elderly, Lord Boromir, Lord Sicket, and Lord Kemp. With every virtue, every grace, our water veils the sceptred race. Here you see the four of us, and there are so many more of us, eldest sons, that must succeed. We know how Caesar conquered Gaul, and how to whack a cricket ball. Apart from this, our education lacks coordination. Though we're young and tentative, and rather representative scions of a noble breed, we are the products of those homes serene and stately that only lately seem to have run to seed. The stately homes of England, how beautiful they stand, to prove the upper classes have still the upper hand. Though the fact that they have to be rebuilt and frequently mortgaged to the hilt is inclined to take the guilt off the gingerbread, and certainly damps the fun of the eldest son. But still we won't be beaten, we'll scrimp and screw and save. The playing fields of Eton have made us frightfully brave. And though if the Van Dykes have to go and we pawn the Bechstein grand, we'll stand by the stately homes of England. Here you see the pick of us. You may be heartily sick of us, still with sense we're all imbued. Our homes command extensive views, and with assistance from the Jews, we have been able to dispose of rows and rows and rows of Gainsboroughs and Lawrences, some sporting prints of Aunt Florence's, some of which were rather rude. Although we sometimes flaunt our family conventions, our good intentions mustn't be misconstrued. The stately homes of England we proudly represent. We only keep them up for Americans to rent. Though the pipes that supply the bathroom burst, and the lavatory makes you fear the worst, it was used by Charles I, quite informally, and later by George IV, on a journey north. The state departments keep their historical renown. It's wiser not to sleep there in case they tumble down. But still, if they ever catch on fire, which with any luck they might, we'll fight for the stately homes of England. The stately homes of England, though rather in the lurch, provide a lot of chances for psychical research. There's the ghost of a crazy younger son who murdered in 1351 an extremely rowdy nun who resented it. And people who come to call meet her in the hall. the baby in the guest wing who crouches by the grate was walled up in the west wing in 1428. If anyone spots the Queen of Scots in a hand-embroidered shroud, we're proud of the stately horns of England.
The echo of your last goodbye. The house is haunted by the echo of your last goodbye. The house is haunted by memories that refuse to die. I can't get away from a vision that brings intimate glimpses of intimate things. A voice in my heart like a tart singer sings. I wonder who's kissing her now. The house is haunted by the echo of your favorite song. The place is cluttered up with roses that have lived too long, much too long. The ceiling is white, but the shadows are black. A ghost in my heart says she'll never come back. The house is haunted by the echo of your last goodbye.
This heart of mine keeps telling me I'm wrong. I see your face before me every night. In this haunted house, when I turn off the light, sometimes I hear across the floor, and my arms reach out to hold you like before. I live for all the things we used to do. In this haunted house, I filled with love for you. This haunted house I'm living in is killing me, and the ghost of your love won't set me free.
Hey, Larry, hand me that drill right there and that sawhorse. There you go. Hey, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and add me on two bathrooms, put me on a deck up over by the master bedroom, put me one of them wireless dog fences in. I'm telling you right now, they say you can't lose money in real estate. I know I can do it. Watch me.
The new owner said, don't come back again.
But sir, this is where I spent my last dime.
Fannie Mae swore this would never happen. Then I came home to that foreclosed sign. I redid those stairs, added on a master bedroom. Built a big new deck, put it all on my MasterCard. I guess I didn't know. I thought my interest rate was low. So I went ahead and sodded the yard. I thought that when I bought this place I'd steal it. But I didn't know how bad that the paint was peeling. I wish I'd gotten someone else and not signed the loan all by myself. I had no choice but to file bankruptcy. This rehab was a travesty. I hate the house that broke me. Went on Craigslist after a couple beers. Bought that house through PayPal sight unseen. Overdrawn, but thought for sure that if I had those heated floors, it'd sell quick in a real estate magazine. I wonder if that upstairs toilet's still leaking. The first night there it fell slap through the ceiling. Bought a roll of duct tape and some JB Weld. Thought that maybe I could fix it myself. If you ever need a plumber, don't call me. I'm just as bad at carpentry as the house that broke me. You lose your home, default on your loan, and in moves Uncle Sam. I lost all I had in this whole world, and I still owe $100,000. I thought I could afford those monthly payments, but I lost my job and I burned right through my savings. Freddie Mac said I qualified, but now I know that son of a bitch lied. I guess I watch too much HGTV. Flipping houses is crazy. I hate the house that broke me. I'd like to blow up the house that broke me.
Let me tell you about my hometown. It's the greatest in old Kentucky. It's the home of Transylvania and Kentucky University. Capital L-E-X-I-N-G-T-O-N. Lexington, Lexington, that's my hometown. Lexington, Lexington, that's my hometown. The jewel of the bluegrass country, finest thoroughbreds in all the land. And when it comes to a really fine smoke, our tobaccos are simply grand. It's hard to hide a little civic pride, I hope you'll understand. 'Cause Lexington, Lexington,
that's my hometown. Lexington, Lexington, that's my hometown. We're proud of Calumet Farms, Keeneland Racetrack too. And right here on Main Street is everything for you. I recommend it for a lifetime or just a day. Lexington, Lexington, that's my hometown. Lexington, Lexington, that's my hometown.
I used to live in Richland, Washington. My daddy worked at the Hanford plant. My daddy came from Oklahoma. He made plutonium at the Hanford plant. He made plutonium in Richland, Washington. He bought our groceries, paid our rent. It was a pretty little town, that Richland, Washington, where my daddy worked. Hanford plant. I started school in Richland, Washington, where my daddy worked at the Hanford plant. There were apple trees up there in Washington. Columbia River, Grand Coulee Dam. We went to church in Richland, Washington, where my daddy worked at the Hanford plant. It's been so long since Richland, Washington, where my daddy worked at the Hanford plant. Now my little boys say, what's plutonium? What is this thing at the Hanford plant? Where is this place? This Richland, Washington, this Columbia River, this Coulee Dam. Who was this man in Richland, Washington? Who was this man? We've never seen.
This song goes out to my good friends, especially the ones I had before the Grammy nominations in 2003, and all the girls from back in high school. Actually spoke to me, even though I was a faggot and a marching band geek. I hope this song finds you well, and I hope that you're doing fucking swell. I hope that you're back up if you've ever been down, and I hope you got the fuck out of our hometown.
So there you go. about, don't ya? Damn it!
Rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a dig too deep. He can't hang around. Our house in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle of our house. It has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mom, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed. Our house in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle of our house in the middle of our street. Our house that you got to be in the middle of our.
Fine. Okay. Welcome to my home. This is KBC. You're here in Addlewood tonight. We're having a home show because we're home. That's why. Let's see. I'm doing this show this week for a specific reason. It was 9 weeks ago last weekend that my wife and I moved up here to Maine. The story of how we got here and ended up right here where we are is just phenomenal, so I'll skip it. But I'm on the banks of the Penobscot River, and there's nobody around me, almost, and it's very quiet and peaceful here. Not like New Jersey at all. No jets going overhead, no train noises in the background, no Route 80 noises, etc. Just good old clean country air. We do have a bus that goes by, and every once in a while a plane, but that's it. So, Let's see, home, eh? Well, we started with the house building song. How else are you going to start? You got to build a house, right? That was the that was from Red Dead Redemption or one of those video games. That was a guy named David Ferguson. We heard Graham Nash and Joni Mitchell demo a version of Our House. And that's what I got here, two cats in the yard and all the flowers. And anyway, I sound like I'm bragging. Well, I am, so screw it. Let's see, we heard Washing Dishes with My Sweetie from Lauren Jean. That's right, the legendary Lauren Jean. Bed Bath & Beyond was my old buddy, Haywood Banks, who can write a song about anything. Jonathan Colton, IKEA. If you don't have a home, you can get one there. Design for Living was Flanders & Swann. Noel Coward, the man himself, Stately Homes of England. Glenn Glay and his Casa Loma Orchestra, that was The House is Haunted. By the echo of your last goodbye. Loretta Lynn, this haunted house. Cletus T. Judd, something semi-serious from him, The House That Broke Me. Yeah, and then a little shout-out to Lexington, my hometown, from the Jubilee label. They do songs, it's the same song for every town, and there's hundreds of them, I'm sure, but here's the one for Lexington. Okay? No need to thank me. Richland, Washington, from James Talley, Bowling for Soup, my hometown, and Leo Moraccioli, the other Our House, metal version this time. Okay, so how do we get to be in a house? Well, we have to move out of where we are and move into another one, and that is what we're here for now.
Our yard to get his ball, so we asked him to come. come in, and we took them in the basement, and we sealed them up inside the basement wall. But you're always welcome in our house any time of the day. Yes, you're always welcome at our house, and we hope you will stay. So when you come to our house, our house, our house, when you come to our house, we'll have some fun. We'll ask you to come in, and we'll take you in the kitchen, and we'll put you in the oven until you're done. But you're always welcome in our house any time of the day. Yes, you're always welcome at our house, and we hope you will stay, and we know you will stay.
They came round the corner, quite a noisy crowd. They were walking three abreast. I didn't know if they were after my girl or the gold chain on my vest. Right then my girl come around and over and she pulled me to the side. She said, come on boy, let's get out of here. That is, if you want to stay alive. I said, oh, let me go home, back to your apartment. So I ran along to her place where she made a fire and then some tea. She sat on the sofa beside me, started eating cakes and meat. I said, wait a minute, baby, don't you know I'm the son of a religious man? She said, why must you complain, dear boy? You know I'm doing the best I can. I said, oh, let me go home, back to my apartment. Missed. He said, you ain't kidding, sugar, come on over here and give us a kiss. I said, oh, let me go home, back to my apartment. I said, oh, let me go home, back to my apartment. I said, oh, let me go home, back to my apartment.
Something growing in Eddie's
apartment. You can see its 40 yellow eyes peering out beneath the bed. It waits for Eddie to get up, go to work in the morning. Yeah, in the morning. It bides its time, thinking soon I'll be the king of the apartment. Yeah, the apartment.
No, 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 down and fetch propane. It's so high, it's so high, it's so high. Propane. When your grandma gets old, you can't let her get cold. Propane. When your cousin, she's hot, but your fingers are not. Propane. It's so high, it's so high, it's so high. Propane.
This portion of Dear Friends is brought to you by
Space Age Hardware, where it's always technical.
Three square blocks of bargains. Look over here.
Outdoor lawn stools, 3 for a dozen in concrete and brick. Hatchet rests, 29 cents. Single and duple hose couplings, twice as much, and the price is bigger, too.
Free, 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 free red, white, and blue paint sets to every fifth customer. Miners not included.
For a good screw, meet me at
Space Age Hardware, corner of Beaumont and Fletcher in Downer.
Lee Ballou, speaking from the general offices of the Uncomfortable Air Conditioning Company in Berwyn, Illinois, and I'm talking with Mr. Marvin Leppert, the president of the firm. As I understand it, your company deliberately makes air conditioners that... Wait a minute, engineer, let me take that again. Cut that out, I'll take that last one. As I understand it, Mr. Leppert, your company deliberately makes air conditioners that create a good deal of discomfort.
Well, yes, our company deliberately makes air conditioners that create a good deal of discomfort. Of course, most firms in our field make their air conditioners deliberately. In fact, we've found that it's almost impossible to make an air conditioner by accident.
Well, what I meant was the discomfort factor in yours is deliberate.
That's right. Now, I have one of our Model 48Bs going on full blast here in the office now. And I think you'll have to agree that the agony it's putting you through is worse than anything you'd normally expect from an air conditioner.
Yeah, I'd say it's about 15 above in here, and the wind is blowing it off the air conditioner. Edit that out a little later, engineer. Blowing it off the air conditioner at a good 30 to 35 miles an hour.
Well,
I'll fix that up by the time it gets on the air.
Oh, well, you're close. Actually, it's 12 above, and the wind velocity is 38 knots.
38.
The best part is that there's absolutely no, excuse me.
Sorry, they'll cut that out.
No regulator of any kind on the machine. You can't turn it down. And the only way to turn it off is to chop it to pieces with an axe.
I don't want to ask you to give away any trade secrets, Mr. Leppert. But is there any special reason why you only manufacture air conditioners that make people miserable?
Will they cut that out later?
What?
Or I cleared my throat.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, will they get that, too?
Yes, that'll be gone. Yeah.
Well, there are two special reasons.
I've got one of the best engineers, and he'll see that it's fixed before it goes on the air.
Fine. Well, to answer your question, if I remember it now, there are two special reasons why. One is that we don't know how to manufacture any other kind, and the second reason is that we have a big backlog of orders for these, see?
Want a clean throat?
Sure.
They'll cut it
Excuse
out.
Me.
Frankly, I can't imagine who in the world would want one of these air conditioners.
Well, mostly, Our business comes from stores that depend on a fast customer turnover, Wally. You see, on a hot day, people are lured into the place by the sign out front that says air conditioned.
Right.
But when they get inside and see how air conditioned it really is, they buy whatever they came for, and they get out as fast as they can.
In other words, there's no problem with shoppers just dawdling around to keep out of the heat.
Now, Mr. Ballou, to dawdle in a store that's equipped with one of our machines is to court frostbite, at the very least.
Well, I can appreciate that. I'm standing here
shivering. Of course, we also pick up quite a few orders from motels that are having trouble getting their guests to leave by the normal checkout time.
I could see how one of your air conditioners would make even the worst kind of late sleeper want to get the let out.
You bet. We've had reports of amazing results. For example, one motel with a 10 a.m. checkout deadline was lucky if it got everybody going by noon until our air conditioners were installed. And now, hardly anybody sticks around. At 4 in the morning. Can you believe that?
Oh, wow.
And the place is deserted by 6 o'clock.
Well, with the booming demand for your uncomfortable air conditioners, I guess you're showing a tidy profit here, Mr. Leverett.
Well, we should be, but we're not. You see, our factory is air-conditioned. And on the average working day, about 80% of our help is home with pneumonia.
Well, I'm surprised you could hold the absenteeism down to 80%.
Well, we only hire workers who come from hardy stock. But even so, we never have enough of them on the job at one time to get anything done. And our head bookkeeper predicts that we'll go bankrupt either Tuesday or Wednesday of next week.
Well, in a way, having you out of business might be a boom to mankind. And thanks for giving us a part of what little time you have left of this. This is Wally Ballou.
Give me my plunger, some old leaky pipes, the dripping, the clogging, I love all the types. That flushing sound is music to my ears. Ah, these are the glorious years. A good stuffed up toilet sure gives me a thrill. They all need the plumber to cure all their ills. If you want change, you get no volunteers. Ah, these are the glorious years. Yes, sir. There's nothing like a good old clogged up shower. A leaky faucet really makes me dough. Yes, with my wrench, I have real shower power. There's nothing like that good old status quo. An overflowed bathtub, for me, is a cure. A good flooded basement, a smelly old sewer. Those noisy pipes are music to my ears. Oh, these are the glorious years. At no time do my hands leave my arms. Oh, every movement a picture. I should have been a dancer. You know, people come up to me on the street and they say to me, Charlie, how come you're a plumber? My own wife. I come home at night after a hard day with the pipes. She opens the door for me sweetly and says to me, Charlie, how come you're a plumber? My name is Harry. Even my own mother-in-law, God bless her, I worship the ground her father discovered oil on. She never introduces me proudly to her friends and says, this is my son-in-law, the plumber. Yeah, she introduces me and says, this is my son-in-law. Harry, how come you're a plumber? Do they know? Do they care to know about the artistry? The hard work involved? No, you gotta learn to be an artist. You gotta use this plunger as if it were a scalpel, so to speak. So that's why when anybody says to me, Harry, how come you're a plumber? I always say, give me my plunger, my boots, and my wrench. The dripping, all the clogging, that wonderful stench. Don't talk of change, it only brings me tears. All these are the glorious years. Yes, sir, these are the glorious years.
Oh, sell today and I'll get rich. But my path will end at the highway ditch. I'm making my last visit there today.
Granny says to Council Sears and Roebuck, tell Uncle Sam to hurry up our dough. With all this progress coming, we'll change the inside plumbing and shorten up our early morning stroll. Oh, Uncle Ben has got a case of misery. Running to that outhouse makes him tired. But he'll be getting better. He'll be an inside setter when they install that cesspool in our yard. Said the road was a-coming through our lot. They'll bring a big steamroller and flatten my two-holer, but that old shack will never be forgot. Someday when I grow old and kind of feeble, some moonlit night I'll get up feeling strange. I'll finish up my bag and stroll down my old path and wake up in a great big interchange.
Oh, the interstate is coming through my outhouse. They tell me I'm on the right of way. I'll sell the day and I'll get rich, but my path will end at the highway ditch. I'm making my last visit there today.
In the morning, my gosh. Willie! Willie! What are you doing over there building the Taj Mahal? It's Sunday morning at 6:30. Can't that wait till Monday? Mike, what are you putting up over there? A log cabin? God, I wish he had moved.
House in a west side neighborhood. The girls came over to party and life was good. Till Willie moved in next door and he's made my life a wreck. Now the girls are always over at Willie's, 'cause Willie's got a big deck. A hot tub on it. And the girls really want it. There's a band playing and lots of thong bikinis. There's a barbecue grill in the corner and they're eating weenies. Check out the blonde on the hot tub ladder. I guess it just goes to show, size does matter. Willie's got a big deck. Well, I decided to get some redecorating done. I got some plants, make sure they were well hung. I thought a long hot tanning bed might do the trick. But all I got was this tan, and Willie's got a big deck. Hot babes on it, and they know how to flaunt it. In those itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow dental floss bikinis. They're drinking frou-frou drinks with umbrellas, and they're burning tikis. Check out the twins on that hot tub ladder. I guess
guess it just goes to show, size does matter, 'cause Willie's got a big deck. Well, if you can't beat 'em, might as well join 'em, and that's exactly what I did. Now me and Big Willie are the best of friends, and someday I'm gonna be like him, 'cause Willie's got a big deck. With my tanning bed on it, and the girls really want it. The hot tub's bubbling over with thong bikinis. They're funneling beer and sipping martinis. There's a naked redhead, everybody's staring at her. Willie showed us all, size does matter, 'cause Willie's got a big deck. Well, you know, mine may not be as big as Willie's, but it's all I got. You know, I was thinking about adding on, what do they call it, like an add a deck to me? That's a lot of wood right there.
Down to the beach. say, go ahead, girl, and find your own way.
When you look into my eyes and you see the crazy gypsy in my soul, it always comes as a surprise when I feel my withered roots begin to grow. Well, I never had a place that I could call my very own, but that's all right, my love, 'cause you're my home. When you touch my weary head and you tell me everything will be alright, you say, use my body for your bed and my love will keep you warm throughout the night. Well, I'll never be a stranger and I'll never be alone. Wherever we're together, that's my home. Home can be the Pennsylvania Turnpike, Indiana's early morning dew, high up in the hills of California. Home is just another word for you. I never had a place that I could call my very own, but that's alright, my love, 'cause you're my home. If I travel all my life and I never get to stop and settle down, long as I have you by my side, there's a roof above and good walls all around. You're my castle, you're my cabin, and my instant pleasure dome. I need you in my house, 'cause you're my home. You're my
Look, I don't want a whole bunch of talk about me selling out to Big Billy Joel or any of that nonsense. Every now and then, it's like, you know, broken clock is right twice a day, an infinite number of monkeys, all that stupid stuff. So Billy Joel ends up on the bid slack. What's the big deal? All right, anyway, we started the set with the Busted Jug Band. It's moving day, and that's how you move into a house. You have to have a moving day. You're always welcome to our house with Shel Silverstein. I'd check that very carefully if I were you. The Humble Bums, who I had never heard of. Did you know who the Humble Bums were? That was called My Apartment, and the Humble Bums are Billy Connolly and Jerry Rafferty. Okay? Who knew? I didn't. Kenny Young and the Eggplants. I know all about them. They're good people, and they live in Eddie's apartment. Beware. Weird Paul Band, after that, from 2018. He got over his sucking chest wound, and that was his tribute, whatever you want to call it, to the hot water heater, okay? Propane, from Pinkerton Bowden, poking fun at somebody. Space Age Hardware, from the Fireside Theater. Wally Ballou, at the Air Conditioner Factory. Good old Bob and Ray there. Bring Back Those Glorious Years was another track from that My Bathroom album by American Standard. I don't know who the guy was, and he's probably grateful I'm not mentioning him. Interstate Is Coming Through My Outhouse. Common Problem Everywhere. That was Leroy Pullins. Leroy Pullins, famous for I'm a Nut. Cletus T. Judd, back again. That was Willie's Got a Big Deck. Yeah, it's... Don't envy him. There's a lot of upkeep, all right? The Basement, from Eric Hutchinson. Appleknocker's Flophouse was QB and the Blizzards. Does anybody remember them? Yeah, me either. I have no idea. Malvina Reynolds, who's a cute little lady who is unfortunately no longer with us. That was A Place to Be. And, yes, Billy Joel, from the Piano Man album. That was You're My Home. And, yes, this is my home. I owe it all to my wife, who organized it, found it, pretty much started the ball rolling and stuff, and bingo, here we are. And what can I say, right? So thanks, Linda, and thank you for listening and putting up with me. I'll be back next week with something else. In the meantime, some more house songs.
They say you can't go home again. I just had to come back one last time. Ma'am, I know you don't know me from Adam, but these handprints on the front steps are mine. Up those stairs in that little back bedroom, where I did my homework and I learned to play guitar. And I bet you didn't know, under that live oak, my favorite dog is buried in the yard. I thought if I could touch this place, oh, feel it, this brokenness inside me might start healing. Just come in, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me. My mama cut out pictures of houses for years, from Better Homes and Garden Magazine. Plans were drawn and concrete poured, nail by nail and board by board. Daddy gave life to mama's dream. I thought if I could touch this place, so feel it. This brokenness inside me might start healing. Out here it's like I'm someone else. I thought that maybe I could find myself. If I could just come in, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me. You leave home, you move on, and you do the best you can. I got lost in this old world and forgot who I am. I thought if I could touch this place, oh, feel it. Nothing but a memory from the house that built me.
We'll be right back.